Hi, Shin.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
It's so glad to have you to talk about your research. It's going to be very interesting. So I'm just going to mention a little bit about the title. I don't know much about it, but the title of your research is Regulation of Neonatal Immunoglobulin A Production by the Maternal Microbiota. There's a lot of words. There's a lot of big words. So maybe you can please first introduce yourself and then where you work and also share your research interest.
Okay, so my name is Xin Luo. I'm an associate professor of immunology at Department of Biomedical Sciences and Pathobiology at Virginia Tech. My research interests are microbiota, autoimmunity, neonatal immunity, and nutritional immunology. There are two main directions in my laboratory. One dissects the roles of diet and gut microbiota in the pathogenesis of lupus. And the other is to better understand how microbiota shapes a neonatal immune system development. And then this second direction is what we're talking about today.
That's very interesting. So, can you please tell us about your research paper and why this topic is so important?
Okay, so this is actually something that was an accident that we stepped into this field. So back in 2015, a very productive student of mine, Qinhui Mu, he's now Dr. Qinhui Mu, made an interesting observation that a normal mouse pup, when nursed by an immunodeficient mother, had more IgA or immunoglobulin A in its blood than one nursed by a normal mother. So that was interesting. IgA is an important antibody that protects our mucosal surfaces, such as those in the intestinal tract, from infections. A higher level of IgA in the blood suggests more protection, but it's counterintuitive to think that an immunodeficient mother, such as one infected with an HIV, will provide more protection to her baby than a mom with a normal immune system. Indeed, when we tested the ability of the extra neonatal IgA to bind common enteric pathogens such as Salmonella, nothing happened, suggesting that this IgA it may not be protective. But as my postdoc advisor, Nobel laureate David Baltimore once said, everything happens for a reason in biology. Therefore, my alternative hypothesis is that this extra IgA will cause autoimmunity when the neonate becomes adult. And we already have some evidence suggesting this hypothesis. While we're still in the process of understanding why this occurs, we have made significant progress on delineating how this occurred. It turns out that the milk microbiota of the immunodeficient mother contained a bacterium called Lactobacillus reuteri that by itself can induce neonatal IgA. This work, which is now published on PNAS, which we're talking about today, took actually 6 years to complete. Interestingly, some strains of Lactobacillus reuteri, actually, sometimes I call it reuteri, are considered healthy and used as probiotics in infant formulas. We have found that different strains of the bacteria are completely different in their effects on the immune system. Finding out which strains are good and which are bad will significantly improve our understanding of the probiotic and guide formulas designs to benefit infant health. So that is what I think is important for the field.
That's very interesting. So, you conducted for 6 years?
Yeah, that project was for 6 years.
Oh,
Yes.
wow. So,
Yeah, that stands when Qinhui was in my lab, and eventually he graduated, and additional data was collected after he graduated. So it was 6 years.
what is the research impact then? So what is the connection between your research into clinical settings?
Yeah, I actually told Tamara about this. So it's actually too early to connect this research with medical practice. As I mentioned earlier, some strains of Lactobacillus reuteri are used as probiotics, and we know that this bacteria can induce IgA in the neonates. However, we do not know whether Lactobacillus reuteri-induced IgA is beneficial or detrimental. We have shown that this IgA cannot bind to two enteric pathogens, suggesting a lack of protective effect. But how about other pathogens? So there's a likelihood that it's still going to be protective. We also have the alternative hypothesis that this IgA is an early indication of self-reactivity or autoimmunity, especially for those genetically predisposed to develop autoimmunity. We are working on these questions and hope to be able to provide a definitive answer in the near future. Beyond that, we also need to translate this research from mouse to human. While we have been using human-derived Lactobacillus reuteri strains to facilitate translation, the mouse immune system is very different from the human immune system. Down the road, we plan to use models that are more clinically relevant, such as the humanized mouse or rhesus macaque. Once we know whether this extra neonatal IgA is good or bad in the preclinical models, as I mentioned earlier, we can move to testing more hypotheses clinically.
So is that your next step? Is there going to be a follow-up research on that?
So my next step is actually probably a little different from therapeutically or clinically. So personally, I'm more interested in dissecting the underlying mechanisms as a scientist. So how does, for example, how does Lactobacillus reuteri induce neonatal IgA? So how does it do so? Why some strains can do so, why others can't? And is this extra IgA good or bad? This is a project that I'm very passionate about, so we are going to certainly do this in the next few years. At the same time, I have actually already reached out to pediatricians around, close by, to try to see if we can collect fecal samples from infants and analyze their microbiota with a focus on specific strains of Lactobacillus reuteri. I'm most interested in patients born to mothers who has an autoimmune disease. I hope that the analysis of Lactobacillus reuteri strains will be able to predict whether the infant will develop autoimmunity in the future.
That's so interesting. So, I'm sure this research is going to be very, I mean, your research is already, there's a lot of findings, there's a lot of interesting findings already, and I'm sure what you are going to do in the future is going to be very important. And I hope we can speak again when you have new results, your new findings in the future, hopefully. And is there anything that would you like to add?
Nothing really. So this as I said, this is really a big passion of mine to understand how we can better infant health. And we step into the projects, and by accident, and it will actually become a really I think hopefully fruitful direction that we're gonna go for my lab. So yeah, so I'm excited to share with you how this happened and how we got here. So
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today, and best of luck with your future work, Shin.
thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.